Let's start with the Olympics, because this is a pretty good Olympic Games, you've got to say, for New Zealand. New Zealand's most decorated sailors are now looking forward to putting their feet up when they eventually get home after they missed out on clinching a second successive Olympic gold medal by the narrowest of margins. Peter Burling and Blair Tuke led the men's 49er heading into yesterday's medal race but finished third, with Great Britain's Dylan Fletcher and Stuart Bithell pipping Germany in a pulsating finish. The British pair's narrow victory line win gave them gold, with the Kiwi pair relegated to silver, their second in the last three games. RNZ's Clay Wilson caught up with Burling and Tuke after the medal ceremony.
How are you feeling? Yeah, it's definitely been one heck of a week for us. Yeah, it's been a pretty tight battle the whole way through with a lot of crews. And yeah, today we knew we were going to have to go out and put together a good race if we wanted to win it. And you know, we definitely got very close there at the end. You know, I can't think of a 49er event that's been that close in a long time. So, you know, I think in saying that, obviously, we're a little bit bittersweet emotions with the silver, but nonetheless, incredibly proud to win another medal for our country. You know, it's something that it's incredibly special to have the opportunity to come to an Olympics and represent Aotearoa, and to walk away with another medal today, and after what's now three consecutive games or something, it's incredibly special.
How do you look back on the whole campaign?
Yeah, well, I mean, to start with, like Pete mentioned there, we sailed well enough to be leading heading into the medal race. There's certainly points that we left on the, I think we said that after a lot of the days, there were points on the left on the table for us most of the days. So that was frustrating for us at the time, but heading into today's race, you sort of put that all behind you. The points that you're carrying through into the medal race, those points, and we've done well enough to be wearing the yellow jerseys and have a shot at a gold medal. So yeah, I guess over the next few weeks we'll sort of reflect a little bit more on the week that it was in the wider terms, but today's race was what it was, and didn't quite fall that way.
What are you guys up to now, because Sail GP continues and you've taken a break from that? Are you heading back to do that, and when are you going to get home eventually?
Yeah, so we won't get to bring these silver medals back to Aotearoa till middle of October. So, it's a bit of a wait for our friends and family. But, yeah, we're straight up to Europe now for the next three Sail GP events, which we're looking forward to. I guess we're also looking forward to the time off we have in between the events. This is going to be the first time we've got just one thing on our plates for the last few years. So, yeah, got some other friends up in Europe, so we're going to make sure we recharge. It's been a busy time for us. You know, we're both pretty knackered, so we're going to make sure we enjoy this and recharge, and we'll figure out sort of road from there.
So just on that front, your future as Olympic sailors, is it something you've discussed, or you've been so busy preparing? I imagine it's just been get through this one and then...
Yeah, everyone asks the same question, but you know, for us it's just been head down, trying to make sure as we're prepared as we could be coming into this week. And you know, we're really I suppose fortunate that we had such a great group in New Zealand to push us along. We literally haven't had an event in the 49er for 18 months now. The whole fleet hasn't raced against each other for 18 months now, so it's a very unique Olympics in terms of a sailing sense in that regard. But you know, it's been something that, yeah, just like Blair said, looking forward to a little bit of time off. Definitely going to, you know, enjoy the Olympic silver, and you know, also we haven't really managed to put our feet up at all after the America's Cup win as well, so definitely going to be celebrating those two, and yeah, just trying to take it a little bit easier.
I think a rest is well earned, isn't it, than that report from RNZ's Clay Wilson in Tokyo.